It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here with you for our episode one recap of The Circle.
Very excited to be joined here by a man who will be with us every step of the way here for Circle Time. Here is the great Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm very excited. We've opened our Circle chat and we're ready to go.
Yes. Open a message to Taryn. Taryn, how do I know you're really a human? Send.
I mean, I am definitely a human, smiley face emoji. You do not have to worry about anything. I have, in fact, checked the box confirming that I am not a robot. Exclamation mark, send.
He sounds nice. I see on his Instagram, he's got lots of pictures with a cat. That seems friendly. Seems like a happy guy. Okay, Circle, open a message to Taryn. Say, okay, cool, LOL, smiley face emoji.
All right, I'm feeling good about this. I feel like we have a genuine connection here.
Yes. All right, here we are. Episode one of Netflix's The Circle. We will only be discussing episode one here in this podcast. So if you are joining us for the first time, if you found our Circle podcast feed, I am Rob Cesternino. This is Taryn Armstrong. We podcast about reality TV shows on Rob as a Podcast and the Reality TV Wrap-Ups. Taryn's pedigree is in Big Brother. I have focused on Survivor mostly in my podcasting, but we are here to talk about The Circle, and we are going to have episode by episode recaps for you. I will be with you today. Taryn will have recaps of episodes 2 and 3, and then we'll all be back together with a roundtable to discuss episode number 4. You can subscribe to The Circle podcast on robhasawebsite.com/circle to get all of the episodes of The Circle. I will have all of the episodes that are hosted by me, which will include this one and our roundtables after episodes 4, 8, and 12 in the main Rob is a Podcast feed. And then the episode by episode recaps for the other episodes will be hosted by Taryn. Those will be in our Wrap Ups feed and the Circle podcast feed, which is at robisawebsite.com/circle. We would love it for you to subscribe to our Circle podcast feed to help more and more people find the show. And of course, we love your ratings and feedbacks in the Apple Podcast Store. Taryn, Happy New Year.
Yeah, it's the first podcast of the year. Of the decade.
Of the decade. What a way to kick things off, talking about a brand new show, The Circle. Taryn and myself and Kirsten McInnes talked about why you should check out The Circle. Of course, Taryn has seen both seasons of the UK edition of The Circle. We are getting our own version of The Circle here from Netflix in the US, which dropped at midnight last night. The first four episodes are currently available. We will not have any spoilers past episode one here in this podcast. So happy Circle Day, Taryn.
Yes, I there was another question that I saw some people asking, which is, will this podcast spoil the UK seasons if people want to go back and watch those? To which I would say no.
Yeah, I won't, because I haven't seen enough to spoil it for you.
I have certainly seen enough to spoil, but I will not spoil. I will talk vaguely about things that happen and things that I've learned from those seasons, but I will not explicitly spoil them. So you are safe to listen to this.
Okay. All right. With all that out of the way, let's talk about episode number one of The Circle. And there was a shortened version. There was a YouTube version that got posted on Monday, which ended up being about a 30-minute runtime. The full episode of The Circle on Netflix ended up being an hour. Taryn, did you watch the YouTube version?
I did. I watched it and I was like, man, this is great. It just seems a little rushed.
Yeah.
And then we found out it's literally cut off.
So I didn't watch the YouTube version, Tara. What kind of stuff did they cut out of the Netflix a full hour long episode for YouTube?
It was really just most of the same scenes were there. They were just cut down. Weirdly, I feel like all of the references to God were not in the YouTube version, which was strange.
Were there a lot of God references? I know that Chris talked about he had Godfidence.
Yes. Well, it's something that I have sort of been looking out for, because I saw an interview with the creator of the show who mentioned that he was surprised about how much they talked about God in the US version. But yes, Chris talked about it. Joey has talked about God a little bit. There's just a lot of religious people in this cast. And I was looking for it in the YouTube version. I didn't hear any of it. And then in the Netflix version, I was like, whoa, it's here it is. This like happened to be all of the bits that were cut out also happened to be the God parts.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if that was intentional, but they also cut out the game, the agree or disagree.
Oh,
that was not a part of the YouTube version.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk about all that here today as we got to meet our first eight Circle participants. And sadly, we said goodbye to Alana, the first person blocked from The Circle. Taryn, your thoughts on Alana being one and done on The Circle's first night out?
I think was interesting. She came in, she said, I want to, you know, not post this glamorous modeling photo. However, in her profile, she says she's a model, and the photo she does post is still like incredibly like pretty and perfect. And that's something that I think, with any experience from watching The Circle, knowing the show at all, you kind of know that what we see play out is often what happens, that there's a lot of judgment for perfect photos. People want to see imperfect photos. They don't like to see filters. They don't like to see things that are just too good to be true. They want to see imperfect things. They still want to see like pretty people in general. But ideally not in a way that seems too good to be true.
Yeah, and I think that was where Alana ended up going wrong. Do you think that the Circle producers cast her knowing that people were going to say, oh, people are going to think that she's a catfish person?
Yes, I definitely think that was the intention.
Yeah. And ironically, the one person who was all in on Alana was Joey, and he is ripe for a catfishing.
Yes. Like, would have been great. But yeah, I think the move, if you're Alana, is to not say that you're a model, and to post like a very sort of, you know, like not glamorous photo, like much less glamorous. Like that was her version of not glamorous, mm-hmm. which was still way too glamorous, much less glamorous. Don't say you're a model. And then if you survive, slowly start to introduce, you know, more glamorous pictures. Something that happens over the course of the season is they'll have the option to add more photos to their profile, to show different sides of themselves. And at some point she can come out and say, oh, I am actually also a model. And that, I think, is very successful, because at that point people already know you. They're not forming first impressions. Right. At that point they're like, ooh, I know a model.
Yes. Yeah. You should have gone more girl next door to open up the profile pictures. Taryn, do you feel like that the people that were put into this circle compound, the eight people, do you feel like that any of them had seen any other of the international versions of the circle?
It's hard to say for sure. It didn't seem like it. Granted, I think it takes a lot of like fine tooth analyzing to really get much from the previous seasons in terms of strategy, because there's not a lot of strategy that happens in the mm-hmm. UK. But I didn't see a lot of familiarity with how things worked with any of the people. I mean, granted, that's sort of just like how the show operates, where they always have to be surprised. Like, oh, alert, I've never seen this before. Mm-hmm. What could this possibly be? But no, I didn't get that sense.
Circle, you are testing my patience. I can't believe another alert. What?
It's not like this is the purpose of why I'm here.
Well, I thought I was gonna have a quiet day today, Circle. Okay, let's talk about our eight people, and as we met them on the circle, and go through all of our first impressions of them through one episode. And let's start with Chris. I thought that Chris did a really good job. Seemed like that for the most part, everybody seemed like that they were really feeling Chris. He had godfidence. He's a real ass bitch in a fake ass world, Taryn.
Yes, I think that I think the thing that works about Chris is that he very, very much fits what you'd expect from him, given how he looks, how he talks. He is very expected. And it's also something I think that's hard to fake. So I think that it's going to be, I don't think anybody's going to think that he's a catfish. People will suspect everybody of being a catfish at one point in time. But for the most part, I think he'll be pretty clean there. And because he's expected, he's very safe feeling. So far, he's been doing well, too. So I think that it's a good role to have.
Yeah, I think that I'm not sure how you win the circle just yet, but I feel like that if I had to pick a night one winner, I think that Chris is my guy.
I that's not a bad pick. I wouldn't say that's a bad pick at all.
I feel like that he's safe. Feel like that he's not going to get caught up in any sort of catfishing. I think that Chris feels like that somebody that people he says what's on his mind. Big personality. I feel like that Chris has a good shot at this.
Yeah. I mean, I think in general, what we'll see Antonio talk about is that you do kind of want to be in the middle of the pack for the most part. And
yeah,
that's where he lands ultimately. So I think it's not a bad pick.
OK, next up is Joey. Joey is our Jersey Shore-esque guy. That he is from Rochester, New York. Robert De Niro is his Jesus. He sent a dick pic. This is not surprising.
Yeah, he keeps saying it like, I have to say, I have to tell you that I've done this. But he says it a lot. Like, for somebody that's ashamed of it, he really likes to talk about it.
He has a catchphrase, Taryn. His go-to phrase. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy.
He is very he's very focused on his mouth hygiene.
Yeah. He posts a picture and he says, that looks like a guy that's got a nice toothbrush.
Yeah. And he exfoliates his lips.
Yeah.
It's the menthol.
Got a lot of lip hygiene. I like that he got into his apartment and he's opening up the cabinets. He's like, oh, I got bread in here. I can look at this, but I ain't gonna eat it.
Yeah. This guy's interesting.
Yeah. It's Joey. I thought people were gonna hate Joey. I feel like he did okay.
I feel like it's a little easier to take over text. He speaks, he's very funny in how like he talks, and without this sort of big intimidating like very energetic presence that you have to deal with, it's just in text, and it's, I think it can actually be a little bit more endearing when you're just seeing it over text.
Taryn, do you think that Robin Cass was watching the circle like, damn, we missed Joey. Could have had him.
Oh, man.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, man, the next Big Brother catchphrase could have been, yeah, buddy.
I mean, I think it's I think it was in Jackson's bag of catchphrases. I think
it's weird to me, like, I'm looking at, like, he's 25, like, this guy's younger than me, and that feels just wrong to me.
Yeah. I suspect Joey has been catfished multiple times, right?
I mean, where did that dick pic go?
Yeah. I don't know. Sorry, Mom. I gotta say, it happened. What are you gonna do? I see a girl. She says she likes tacos. What? Every time I think I'm out, they pull me back in. That's Joey. Yeah. Joey can't win, right?
I mean, look, anything is possible in the circle.
All right. Well, at least Joey, I think what he has going for him is that he says what's on his mind. And I think that part of like the biggest weakness I think you have on the circle is inauthenticity.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
And he is full of authenticity.
Like, nobody's thinking Joey is a catfish. He is who he is.
Yeah. Exactly. It's sort of similar to Chris in the sense that, like, because he feels very stereotypical, he feels very expected. And so people are going to be less inclined to, I think, feel like it's fake.
Okay. Alana ends up being the first casualty of the circle. She is our model. She is from Texas. She loves tacos.
Yes. I might be crazy here. She says she's from Texas. She sounds Canadian to me. I don't know. Just like every time she talked, I was like, I felt like I just got a little, blast of like Big Brother Canada memory. Like I just, she sounded Canadian. I don't know if that means anything. Maybe they talk Canadian in Texas sometimes.
I guess she could be from the Canadian part of Texas.
Sure.
So here she is, Alana. She is very active on the Insta, over 80,000 followers on Insta. I expect that number to continue to rise.
Mm.
She says that she's a self-described dork, and I didn't get that.
Right. I mean, I think this is, again, part of like what came off as inauthentic. In some ways, she is like a stereotypical like model as well, but in a bad way. Like people tend to not like this stereotype of the model who says that she's dorky and eats lots of tacos. Like there's a lot of judgment that actually happens, and I know it sounds a little silly to be like, oh, it sounds like Survivor Amazon, like we're the pretty people and we're gonna be upset that we're being judged about it, but there is judgment here, and we see it happen in the episode where like there's a lot of like, oh, she eats tacos, really?
Yes. Well, maybe she's like a dork for a model.
Right, right, exactly. So, you know, she says, like, I'm being my klutzy dorky self. She certainly doesn't seem that way. And I think in her head, it's true. But when other people are looking at her and judging her, it comes off as a little fake. It comes off as a little bit like, oh, you're trying to be like one of us, but you're not.
Yeah, I think she kind of got unlucky. I mean, she made mistakes, but she was third in the what do we call it? The rankings.
The rankings, the ratings.
In the ratings. She ended up being third in the ratings. Rankings,
but they call it the ratings.
And she came third, but she really ends up alienating, I was going to say pissing off Sammy, but that comes up in a different context later on. She ends up alienating Sammy a couple times along the way, who happens to be one of the influencers. And so she ends up making a powerful enemy in Sammy.
Yes. And also something that is a bit different from the UK version is that people right out of the gate are playing a lot more strategically. So the fact that she came in third, which is just short of being an influencer, I think was actually a detriment to her in a game where people are more strategic, in the same way that like coming second in an immunity challenge is like, whoa, like you're not immune and you're also dangerous. So you got to watch out for that.
OK. All right. We have Rebecca, a.k.a. Seaburn. Seaburn is posing as his girlfriend, Rebecca. I thought Seaburn probably was like the quietest of anybody on the show. I feel like after the introduction, I feel like we didn't see a ton from Seaburn.
He just loves Siobhan.
I guess so. I guess so. But I feel like that Seaburn doesn't really know what to do with Rebecca in terms of the circle profile.
That is something that happens a lot, is that people come in and they're like, I'm going to be a catfish. Here we go. And then they're completely out of their depth. I think we saw a little bit of this I'm just going to call him Rebecca because that's easier. Rebecca, I think, had some trouble being Rebecca, and it'll be interesting to see. He said that he had, like, that he was prepared, that he did his research. This is his girlfriend that he's playing, so there's a real personality to work with here. But I agree, he did seem a little quiet. I do love him, though. I think he seems really fun himself. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is probably a situation where if he was being himself, he'd probably be even more successful.
I also think it's weird to do the catfish thing with your actual girlfriend's profile picture. Like, I feel like that there's a lot of like cognitive dissonance that is required to pull that off.
Yeah, we do in the UK season one. There is a player who is introduced in the first episode who's also playing his girlfriend. So we've seen it before, and it is weird. It especially if you are playing your girlfriend who is single and you are willing to flirt with people, it can get a little awkward and weird. And that's part of what we watch The Circle for.
Right. Right. Here's the weird part. Like, let's say Rebecca like ends up like, you know, having a whole relationship with Antonio like during the season. And then it's revealed like, aha, like I really was Seaburn the whole time. It's like, well, like one day Rebecca's going to meet Antonio.
Right.
Like there's a real Rebecca out there.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's you're playing with fire, Seaburn. Possibility.
Yeah. So, all right. Let's meet Siobhan.
Mm-hmm.
Am I saying it right? Siobhan?
Siobhan or Shubi.
Shubi. No, nobody. Who said that? Nobody said that. We didn't. When did we decide that? Okay.
Yeah, I like Siobhan a lot. Siobhan and Rebecca were two of my favorites. I think that he introduces himself. He is the guy that hates social media. He is the like, oh, you know what? Social media is the worst. It's ruining society and I want nothing to do with it, which is why I'm on a reality show about social media.
So do you think, Taryn, that he is really not cut out for this as somebody who is not on on social media, doesn't like social media. Now he's on a show which is kind of challenging the way that people use social media. I feel like that Shabam really has his work cut out for him here.
That is very true. But I do think that the way that the circle works and the things that it reveals about how we judge people online are really interesting, because I think that a lot of people who use social media hate social media. It's a very sort of self-hating thing. And so people who don't use social media and don't particularly like social media, when they do use it, can in some weird way end up being more respected because of their distaste for the medium. And the better you are at it, sometimes the worse you come off in some ways. So it's very interesting, and it doesn't work in the circle. The circle game, it doesn't work how it works in real life. Like somebody who's very successful in social media in real life can be very bad at the circle social media, because it's a different sort of thing. There aren't crowds of people to please. There are a particular amount of people to please, and holding power in the real world, you can like hold on to it. You can get followers and you're powerful. But in the circle, power is a very it's a very tangible thing, in the sense that anybody can grab it. If you are rated highly, one round, you can easily be rated poorly in another round. It's almost like if your followers fluctuated dramatically all the time, given how five people thought of you in the real world.
Right,
it's crazy. That's part of what it was really interesting to me about these games and the strategy of them, and how it relates to like power and all of that. I think what it means for somebody like Shabam is that I think he did have trouble at first, and making a first impression was difficult for him, but his genuine personality, so to speak, could end up being better for him in the long run.
I think Shabam should have come in as a catfish. Hear me out, because he's somebody and his specialty is working in virtual reality. I feel like that a big part of that being like a VR designer, I think that you would be putting yourself as a character into these different worlds. He also seems like resigned of somebody. He's like, oh, I don't really like being myself online. I feel like that he would have been a natural to come in and play somebody else. Like, he's very cynical.
He could have come in being like the cynical, like, I'm going to prove that social media is dumb by faking it, and I'm going to prove that everybody's fake on here and that fakeness is rewarded. And I feel like that is a character, but I don't feel like it fits who Shabam is. I feel like he's too much of just like a genuine character for that. And I feel like he'd have even more trouble trying to be somebody else.
Yeah. I just think it's going to be weird for him. I'm the person who hates social media who's going to win the show. He says, I think that that social media is the modern day bubonic plague, and now I'm going to win the circle.
Yeah, I have a feeling that's not going to stick too much. I think that what we typically see in the circle is that the like reward centers in your brain that go off for social media are like on overdrive in the circle. And so I fully expect to see him like fully buy into to everything that happens in the circle.
Okay, let's meet Samantha, Sammy, not Sammy Sweetheart. She is a big player here in the first episode. She comes in saying she's bottle service with brains, bitches.
Yeah. She has the best profile picture by far. And that's because it's slightly out of focus. It's unfiltered, but she's still very pretty. So it's like best of all worlds. And I think that is a large part of why she ends up being so popular in the first ranking. And again, I'm not saying that this is objectively the best profile picture, but in terms of how people in the circle tend to judge them and rank them, this was the right strategy.
She hates Alana.
She does. Right away, too. Right away, you're not a model. That's not true.
And Alana just does thing after thing to annoy Sammy.
Yes, well, I'm sure we'll talk about skinny queens.
Okay, then here comes Antonio. Antonio, the professional basketball player.
Mm-hmm. Yes. This is our sort of, you know, we've got Joey as like one alpha, one kind of alpha. And I feel like Antonio is a different kind of alpha. He's a little full of himself, you know, but also still got some charm. I think it'll be interesting to see him play this circle. He seems very strategic.
He likes to use his brain, not his penis.
Yes.
You know, same.
He doesn't do douchebag stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not, somebody like Antonio not doing douchebag stuff, I mean, let's just give him a round of applause. What a hero.
When he said that he liked to use his brain, not his penis, I was watching the episode with my younger son, Anthony, and that he was, I had my headphones on. He's like, "I saw that guy's brain, Dad." Put like a brain emoji on him. He didn't notice the eggplant.
Right. Good thing it was the brain that he saw. there's a lot of swearing in this episode. I guess I'm not that surprised it's Netflix, but I'm not used to that on like reality television.
It's real. It's happening in the circle.
Yeah.
I thought Antonio actually did a really good job though in this first episode.
Yes. Thinking strategically, he didn't want to be, a big focus point, which I think is smart. He seems to have a good idea of what he should be doing. I do question his choice of Mark in terms of like who he's going to go after as an ally. And I'm sure we're going to talk about that person very soon.
Okay. And then we have Karen, a.k.a. Mercedes.
Yes. I loved Mercedes. I'm going to just call them by their catfish name, even if they have a real name.
Yeah.
Because that's generally how they're going to be referred to on the show. So I love Mercedes. I think she's hilarious and I hope she goes far.
Yeah. I wonder if Mercedes would not be as successful as Karen herself might be.
It's very possible. And here's the thing too, is that she had a very bad strategy when it came to her profile picture, obviously. And people talked about it over the course of the episode, which is that she chose a very filtered photo. And even though that doesn't necessarily mean that you're a catfish, it just makes people feel like you might be a catfish when there's filters. There's something that people feel like there's something that you're hiding. And again, this is not something that I agree with. I think filters are fine. People should use them if they want to. But I think that something that I've noticed watching The Circle is that people tend to be very judgmental of filters. Mm-hmm. If you have filters, they don't like you on a first impression. And that's very interesting to me, but it definitely means that you should try to avoid them if you go on The Circle.
And then have in your profile, hashtag no filter.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
And also something that I've talked about with Brent and on Big Brother podcasts in general is that when you disclose a fault of yours or something like, hey, I say it like it is, or, you know, what did she say that I've got like the devil of something?
God knows my heart, but the devil knows my vocabulary.
Right. If you announce something like that, it probably means that like whatever you're saying times at least like five, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're probably very vocabulary devil-y. It's kind of the thing. So that's not always the best way to introduce
vocabulary
yourself,
devil.
Yeah.
New character. I liked when Mercedes first got to see everything that Karen said. She says it looked like an effed up Brady Bunch.
Also, the first time she sees Alana, she's like, I don't think Mercedes is gonna like Alana. She's too pretty. Mercedes, you're so judgmental. Stop doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we got to see everybody reacting to all of the different profile pictures. And Taryn, was the profile picture itself actually the most important choice that anybody made in this actual episode?
Yes, 100%. Because they rated or ranked based on the profile picture and the bio before they had a chance to speak to anybody. So that first initial impression is the biggest one. And I do think that even more important than the bio is the profile picture. Now, the bio can also be important. And I think a big thing is to list as many interests, I think, as you have, as you can. Because if somebody sees a similar interest, then that is going to make them feel closer to you. It's going to make them feel better about you. But for the most part, I think because I feel like mostly people are not great at writing their bios, it is the profile picture itself, I think, that is most important and that we see the most judgment based on.
So they allowed everybody to have circle chat. Tara, what are the keys to surviving the circle chat?
It's a tricky thing here, Rob. I think that this is again part of what's interesting about the circle to me. It's like the social game of Big Brother or Survivor, but distilled down into something very concentrated, but also filtered through social media. So we see that the circle chat opens and they're all like, who's going to be the first person to talk? And Chris ends up being the first person to talk. And for Chris, that works because that's who Chris is. He's fulfilling his role. If somebody else, like maybe Shabam, had spoken first, that might not have gone over as well because that's not really his role. So I think that the biggest thing is that you fulfill your role in a group conversation and you can't be too quiet. Also, even if you're a quiet person, you can't be too quiet. That's dangerous.
I feel like that the circle people try to act like they have other things going on. Like, okay, well, I got to get in the shower. I got a thing going on. So I got to run, but I'll talk to you later.
I mean, let's be honest. That's what people do in real life all the time.
Yeah, but there's nothing else going on in the circle.
There's never anything going on. But in particular, like, there's definitely a lot of that sort of like, I want to be the person to leave this conversation, especially when it comes to flirting in the circle.
You have to be
the one leaving them wanting more. Right. So I've got to go fulfill my busy schedule here. I've got to do that thing. But it did seem a little strange when this is like the first big circle conversation and seemingly after like five interactions, Chris is just like, all right, I got to bounce now.
I got to go eat right now.
I know I haven't even heard from some of you yet, but I'm done with this conversation. I think this is mostly editing. This conversation probably went on for a lot longer before this ended. But it doesn't seem that way also because of how it's edited. It seems like they only show the text that you saw in conversation on the screen generally. So that's not necessarily, I think, representative of everything that was said in this conversation.
Yeah, because between these conversations and like some of like the personal chats that we see later on, it's like, so, hey, how you doing? Good. All right. Night, night. Like,
right.
I'm out. Drop the mic. Taryn, do you know, I know you've interviewed circle contestants before in the past. Is it really an Alexa like type thing where is it like text to or speech to text, or is there somebody that's just typing out all of these messages that go back and forth?
I don't think they know for sure, but I'm pretty sure it's just a person.
It's got to be a person
that's typing.
Because they never use any punctuation. And sometimes like, you know, ellipses end up being in the. So this is very intuitive that I would like to have this circle technology in my own speech to text.
Yeah, you just need a dedicated producer.
Yeah, that's what I need. That's what I need to have following me around. So, all right. So after the first big public chat, we get into, all right, Alana wants to open up the girl chat. And she makes the big mistake here of calling the girl chat skinny queens.
Skinny queens.
Skinny queens. And yeah. Yeah. And she also talks about how, you know, the skinny queens, pretty girls, and Alana comes across very shallow here.
Yeah. And like at first I was a little bit like, cause Sammy is like, not about this. The Skinny Queens thing. She was like, Skinny Queens. Why is it called Skinny Queens? Yeah. And at first I was like, you're being a little judgmental here. But then Alana's like, so, you know, I don't know, which is something like, we're all pretty girls. And then it talked, said something else about like, it's good that we're all pretty.
Yeah.
And like, she was being not serious about it, but still like there's a lot of that language. Involved.
I think she might have been pretty serious about it.
I felt like she was like a little bit joking about it, but I think the fact that it came up so often maybe represents that there's an underlying element of seriousness to it. But yeah,
I think that she was probably giving out the compliment that she herself liked to hear the most, and said like, oh, okay, well, I everybody will be happy if I say they're all skinny and pretty, and it just turned out to not be the case. Alana was not a master at reading the circle room.
Yes. And Sammy in particular, just really not about this. Really just like, she already didn't like Alana because she said she was a model and she wasn't sure if she believed it and all of that. And now she's talking about pretty people and skinny people. And what if there's somebody that's not pretty or skinny in this chat? Rebecca is sitting there like, no, call me pretty and skinny all you want.
Yeah,
he loves it. But that's just me projecting. Mm-hmm. But there is a mistake made by Rebecca.
Yes.
In this
yeah. Wants to know about Chris. What do you guys?
They talk about the guys who's cute. Rebecca wants to know what do you think? Is you find Chris cute?
Yeah. Well, what do you think is going on here with is Seaburn not picking up on the cues from Chris, or is Rebecca just trying to get other people's reactions to things?
I think that Rebecca, a.k.a. Seaburn, I think that he did not realize that Chris was probably gay, and it theoretically could have happened to either gender.
Seaburn is playing the character of Rebecca, who doesn't have good gaydar. That could be part of the character.
I think what happened here is that he was so engulfed in trying to be a girl in the girls chat talking about guys that he did not pay enough attention to which guy he was actually targeting in the conversation. And so right away, oh, baby girl, he's gay.
I liked when they were just talking about like, oh, do you think the guys are talking about us? And we cut to guys group chat called Bros Over Hoes. Taryn, can you guess which guy instituted the Bros Over Hoes guys chat?
It was 100% either Chris, Joey or Antonio, but I would put my money on Joey.
No, it's definitely Joey. Circle, open up a guy's chat, call it Bros Over Hoes. Yeah, buddy.
They're talking about like, what animal would you be?
Yeah. Okay. So we're also going to see the private chat where Rebecca is going to reach out to Shabam for the catfish chat.
Yes. Oh, one thing I noticed about Shaban is that when he was picking his profile picture, they have like folders of pictures, and his folder for like shots of just himself, he had that labeled individual.
Yeah. Grade A pun work there by Shabam.
Rebecca wants to reach out to Shabam because he loves Shabam.
Yeah. And he's, caught hook, line, and sinker in Rebecca's catfish line.
Yes. They bond about people being fake, which is all. It's always it's so funny to see this play out on various reality game shows where you're always calling out other people for being fake in a game about being fake. And that's how you bond with other people, is you call out the other people for being fake. While
especially when you are fake.
Right. And in particular, it's really, really evident in the circle, especially when there's a catfish who's like, man, all these other people are so fake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
man, those filters on Mercedes photos. So fake, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think that that is a big like psychological thing to be on the lookout for. You know, the person who is fake is always calling out the person who everybody else is fake. It's like if you are the thing you are calling out, it's easy to, you know, identify that somebody is calling out the thing that they are.
Well, to be fair, I think everybody calls everybody out for being fake on reality shows.
Yeah, but this is these people are literally fake.
It's true.
Yeah. Okay, we get our circle quiz. What would you call it? What's this called, Taryn? When
it's like a game. Like they play little games all the time. So they're usually meant to, you know, bring out opinions. This is a pretty lighthearted one. There's nothing too serious, nothing too crazy yet. But sometimes these games will be challenging for the catfishes, where they, you know, it might be hard to play the game as the person you're trying to pretend to be, and it might be an opportunity for you to get caught. And then sometimes these games can just draw out like arguments between people based on their opinions, or draw out conflict that already existed between people by giving them an opportunity to sort of anonymously target them and call them out.
Okay. Taryn, we get the question which really divides Circle Nation. Is it okay to pee in the shower?
Mm. And it was split in half, right?
Split in half. I have in my notes Joey, Sammy, and Chris were three of the four shower peers. Who was the fourth shower peer?
Oh, man. I wasn't counting. Was it Shabam?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
I think it might have been Shabam.
I'm sure people will let us know who the...
it was definitely a guy.
Fourth shower peer is.
It was either Shabam or Antonio.
Yeah. Chris's motto, aim for the drain. Makes a lot of sense.
I thought this might split. I thought that how this might go is all of the women will say no, and maybe like half of the guys will say no. But instead it was like three of the guys said no and or said yes. And Sammy was also into peeing in the shower.
Yeah, I believe, it is environmentally friendly to be peeing in the shower.
Is it?
Yes. I am not a shower peer myself.
I am not. I said I don't understand the purpose of it.
I think it's a time saver.
Is it though? I mean, I don't know. I like there's dedicated places for dedicated things to me. I don't know why we're mixing those up.
I mean, as Joey said, I'm gonna get out of the shower, dry off to go pee. What?
I mean, do you have to dry off? You're a dude. You don't have to sit on the toilet.
Yeah. Well, I think you could slip. And right. even Sammy is even annoyed about Alana saying no to not like, oh, you can't pee in the shower.
Rob, is this not how you flirt with women by telling them that they are lying about the fact that they don't pee in the shower?
I'm really not flirting with a lot of women.
I mean, that's how you won over Nicole, right? You were like, Nicole, please, I know you do it.
Yeah, I'll have to say that to her later and see what the reaction is. Okay. Money can buy you happiness. Only Chris and Alana end up responding in the affirmative to this. And again, Sam is like, oh, of course, typical model.
Yeah. Now, see, I think I'm with Chris and Alana on this one. I feel like saying no to this is you're trying to like puff yourself. Oh yeah, I'm better than that.
Yeah.
But of course money buys happiness. Not like like all the happiness in the world, not like the most fulfilling, all encompassing happiness ever. But having money is going to give you opportunities to be happier. You can buy things that make you happy. You can spend it on other people. It's a tool that you can use to increase your happiness. So of course it can buy you happiness in some capacity, and saying no is ignoring that reality.
Yes. And I too am with Chris in that I need ass implants.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could just be so comfortable.
Is that how it works? Is it for comfort?
I don't know. I would think so. I mean, I feel like if you're like on a, you know, long flight in coach, I feel like that, you know, sometimes you need to like shift your body weight around. I think that
it's like carrying a comfy seat with you at all times.
You ever see people like they bring those to like baseball games and stuff like that? So,
yeah, they bring their ass implants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somebody sitting on a cushion, they're like, you're still carrying that around, huh?
Yeah, maybe I'll just attached. Yeah, get maybe like I think they have like, you could get like just like the maybe padded underwear. You know,
still not as convenient.
Not as convenient. Okay. And then the third is it fine to message a naked pic? Who are the affirmatives here? It was Joey, Mercedes, and Antonio.
I think so. I thought it might only have been two of them, or maybe it was three.
Yeah, because I think they said somebody posted that they spotted three kinky peeps in the circle.
Oh, yeah. It was, yeah, Mercedes was one of them.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. And they closed the chat. They said, that's it. How many questions do you think they really ask?
Probably like a bunch, like 10 or something.
Yeah. Okay. But those were the ones that got the biggest reactions, I guess, out of the circle contenders. All right. So we're going to see some more private conversation.
Some flirting.
Yes. Okay. Joey and Alana are going to match made in heaven. I hope these two can get together after the show.
Yeah. First of all, Rob, to set the scene, I know you're not very experienced when it comes to flirting, but very important that what Joey did here first,
yes,
before contacting Alana, you got to take your shirt off.
Do you take your shirt off? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, step number one.
Yep. Take your shirt off before contacting the woman.
What does that do? What does that do? I guess is you get like sweaty, like so you're cooler.
You're trying to exude the sexual attraction across the social media. You're trying to be like, yes, you can feel that I'm shirtless right now.
Yeah.
It's really effective.
Yeah.
Women love it.
So Joey is concerned. How do I know you're real?
Yeah. And this makes Alana realize, wow, he's right. You don't know if anybody's real.
Yeah. She doesn't really nail the, you know, like, here's how you know I'm real. She's just like, sort of like, yeah, I guess, I guess I am real, but LOL. He's like, oh, yeah. That is all I needed.
Yeah, this is the guy who, the second he saw her, he was like, no way she is real. No chance.
Mm. But please, God, let me please let this girl be real.
Please. Let me be this lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, I'm telling you that I bet Joey is gonna, if he liked Alana in the circle, he's really gonna love her real life Instagram.
There you go. You know, something else that I found interesting on the circle is that I've seen a few times now, like these kind of like over the top guys who seem very obvious in terms of their flirting methods, but for some reason, I don't know if it's because of the social media, because of the fact that they're on the circle, for some reason it tends to work.
Yeah,
I don't know why. Like at first she was like, this guy, but then by the end of this conversation she's like, ah, this guy.
Yeah, well, he's putting it out there.
You know, Joey, I underestimated you.
Yeah. Circle, open up my folder, inappropriate photos. Okay. All right. So we're going to see another romance that is taking form, and we're going to see Antonio reaching out to Mercedes.
Yes, and key point here, Antonio is not single. He does have a partner, and Mercedes is into women and also not single.
Yeah. Every single person said they're single, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if the move is go on the circle and then, yeah, I'm married. And people are like, oh, I like this person. They're married.
It's definitely possible.
Not threatening.
I think you have to be the right character for it, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I think that Chris could say he's married because there's like not a lot of people who are going to be vying for Chris's attention. And, you know, generally like an older person can say they're married because, again, nobody's going to be vying for your attention. But if somebody like Alana said that she was married, I feel like that would have been worse for her.
Hard to be worse than first out, Taryn.
She got third in the ratings, though. If she had just come a little bit, if she's a little bit better, she would have been all right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, maybe for her second chance season, maybe she could get married.
Yeah. What I liked, though, about this conversation between Antonio and Mercedes is that the question comes up, why are you single? Mm-hmm. And so then the question is reciprocated as well. So they're both, they're two not single people explaining why they are single. And I wondered what it is like to be their partner watching this back, listening to your partner explain why they're single.
Right.
I just haven't found the right person yet.
Yeah. And then for Mercedes, Mercedes hasn't found the right person to bring home to parents.
Mm.
Yeah. No, I thought that what was also funny about this time was that both of them were like, oh, my God, they are playing right into my hand.
Yeah.
I'm playing them. Watch it. This is so perfect.
Which makes sense, right? Because they're both trying to manipulate each other by giving the other person what they want. So it's a very smooth conversation, right? Like, it goes very smoothly. Yeah. Because they're both just doing what they think the other person wants to hear, which is exactly what they're trying to elicit from the other person. And so they're both just like, man, I'm a genius.
Yeah.
When in reality, it should be an indication that maybe something is up.
Taryn, we are going to get to our player ratings here. And so these player ratings were what they decided. And that was based on just seeing the profile picture, right?
Yes. And in the bio,
I kind of feel like that this was not the most fair way to do this. And I'm sure that they probably do it at the same point in the UK version. But I mean, that this major decision ends up being just made based on the, you know, first impression profile picture and by none of the actual like interactions that they had with each other.
That's part of the game, Rob. That's part of, you know, social media. So much of it has to do with that first impression, and so much of how people judge you is based on a profile picture and a bio. So I actually like it.
It's not fair.
And it's not like they didn't have a chance to then talk with people and get to know them before the ultimate decision about who is blocked was going to be made.
Okay. All right. So we end up getting the power rankings. Number 8. Shabam.
Oof. It hurts him.
He was sad. Number 7, Mercedes.
It's the filters.
Number 6 was Rebecca.
I don't know what went wrong with Rebecca's profile picture. I think it
looked like a poodle.
Right. She looked like a poodle, I guess. Some people said she looked like she was crazy, which I did not get at all.
Yeah.
But I thought maybe it was just a little too perfect and cute, but that's not even what anybody said. So I don't know. I don't know what went wrong here.
Okay. Number 5 was Chris.
I thought that
Chris, I thought that came in low.
Yeah, no, he was happy, though. He was like, oh, I'm good.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right, that's number 5. Number 4 was Joey, and I thought Joey came in high. I thought that Joey would have been lower.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Number 4.
At this point, Antonio is just, like, freaking out, like, no.
No, I've done too well. I was too charming. It's too likable.
And Alana and Sammy both are like, ooh, yes, yes,
yes,
higher.
Antonio's like, I should have posted an even unhappier profile picture.
Yeah.
I was too happy in my not smiling picture.
And he is right to a large degree. Like, I don't think that being the first influencer is necessarily a great thing for you, because it's going to be hard to shake that. And there are going to be people that are coming for you now as a threat.
All right. We get Alana was number three. I was surprised Alana was three. It seemed like the people were not that into her. I wonder if that was just the edit from that. Maybe people were higher on her. It was really that Sammy was super down on her. But it seemed like that people were not loving her profile in the beginning part of the episode.
Yeah, I have to imagine that that you know, it was probably like the Joeys of the world, of the circle that got her up, because it did seem like a lot of the women were not super high on Alana's profile, and then also not super high on her in general when they talked to her, apart from maybe Mercedes, who seemed to like her all right.
Okay, and we get to Antonio and Sammy. They'll be the influencers. They get a blue check mark. They're verified.
Yes.
And they have to make a decision. The two of them have to decide which of the other six are going to end up being blocked from the circle, Taryn.
Yeah. And again, given how close Alana came, I think that even if she does one of these two things, and even better if she does both of them, if she picks a picture that is a little less perfect, like Sammy did, maybe a little out of focus, maybe like bad lighting, I think that would have done wonders for her. And if she hadn't said she was a model, I think that also might have been enough to push her up into the top two here.
Okay. All right. Alana was, I think, not expecting this. I think that she thought, hey, I'm number three. I'm doing good. No chance I'm going home.
Yeah. Yes. But now it's time to confer and decide which person is going to be blocked.
All right.
In the hangout.
All right. Antonio, I thought, came in with a real game plan. I thought that this was very smart. If I make a man be blocked, then the guys are going to come for me. But if we get a woman blocked here, the other women are going to blame Sammy for this.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good sort of general thought process. I don't know if he knows the individuals well enough to say that too confidently, but without knowing people too much, knowing that the guys all talked and the women probably all talked, it's probably a good assumption, you know, because, you know, you're going to blame the person you talked to more, rather than the person you talked to less.
Do you think that, the Antonio theory applies to Big Brother also? Like, if you're the HOH?
Sometimes, but I definitely don't think it's as sweeping. Again, I think it's more just like the person that is going to be blamed the most is the person that you've had the most interaction with. So like if there's an HOH that sends one of their friends home or one of their allies out the door, then that person is going to be blamed more than like the person that got in their ear. Or even if it's like there's an HOH who sends somebody home, but there's a person who is in their ear that is close to the person that got sent home. Like that person is going to be blamed more because it's more of a betrayal. Even if you're not a part of it, you're seeing the betrayal makes you a little sketched out. And so I don't think it has too much to do with gender so much as just how close you are to those people. And I think in this instance, you know, there was a girl's chat, there was a guy's chat. So it kind of made sense.
All right. So for these influencers, for Antonio and Sammy, it's going to come down to Mercedes or Alana.
Mm-hmm. And I felt like this had to be Alana. Antonio had already sort of done the flirting with Mercedes, and Sammy did not like Alana at all.
Yeah.
So it felt like a pretty easy choice here for Alana. However, I will say the first time I watched this was the YouTube version. And in the YouTube version, they did the sort of like flash forward, right? Where they showed previews of like different snippets and clips.
Yeah.
And usually when that happens on a reality show, you can like latch onto certain clips and know that until that clip is shown in an episode, that person can't go home.
Yeah. Right?
So there was a clip of Alana talking about like her pictures. And I was like, oh, well, clearly she survives long enough to add a second picture to her profile because she didn't talk. She didn't say that line when she was choosing her profile picture. But in reality, it was because they just cut the episode short.
Yeah, they threw you off.
Yeah.
OK, so Antonio and Sammy have come to a consensus. But Antonio says, I will break the news to people, but I have a condition.
Mm.
The condition is
a weird way to say this.
Yeah, it really was. like she's like, OK, well, I don't really do preconditions, but I'll hear you out. It's like, all right, the condition is we have to have each other's backs. It's like, yeah, OK, that's fine.
Yeah. And I feel like this is an interesting thing to look at as well, because I think that being transactional is more transparent on social media. I think that people are more suspicious of your intentions when it's just text, right?
Yeah.
So being strategic and making deals with people and that sort of thing, I feel like people are more on the lookout, more skeptical of that. So saying something like, on this condition, we protect each other, I feel like this is not an effective way to convey that message. It's certainly not an effective one even in person, but I think in person it could have been more effective. Whereas in this case, it felt more like, you know, if he had just been like, hey, this went great, I feel like we communicated well, I would love to look out for each other, or even look out for each other is maybe a little too strong. Maybe just be like, I'd love to keep talking. You know, I feel like you have to be a lot more subtle. Yeah. Via text.
No, I completely agree. And especially in the case of Sammy, where we've seen throughout this first episode of The Circle that she's very easily turned off by things. Mm-hmm. And so I think that this might have been a faux pas from Antonio.
Yeah. And that's another thing too, where it's like, I feel like watching this show, you see the process of social media where your first instinct, and I feel like it happens when we watch reality TV in general, your first instinct is to try and nitpick and judge people and find things that you don't like.
Not us. Because
certainly not us, but like, you want to have opinions, right? You want to like some people and dislike others, and so you're in a very judgmental state. And I think that we see that from the people in The Circle even more so than when we watch them on a show like Big Brother. We see that process. It's very interesting to see.
Okay, all right, so Antonio's gonna break the news to everybody, and he really wants to be dramatic, but it's Alana is blocked from The Circle.
That's it. And her reaction was like very theatrical.
Mm-hmm.
Like she like throws her arms up, twirls in a circle and falls on the couch. Oh, I was not expecting that.
Okay. Sorry, Alana. Moment of silence for Alana. Yeah. Okay, that's good. So, Taryn, Alana has a choice. She gets to go visit one person. It's a cliffhanger. We don't know until episode two. Who is Alana going to go see?
Yeah, I think that there's three options. She can go see Joey, who she flirted with. See if there's a spark.
Yes.
She can go see, or she can go see Antonio or Sammy, the people who decided to send her home.
I wasn't thinking about that. I thought 100% she is going to run into the arms of Joey, and maybe they leave hand in hand, walk off into the sunset.
Yeah, at that point.
Yeah, buddy.
He's just like,
I already won the biggest prize here.
Yeah. Wait, can I just leave with her, actually?
Please, God, I begged for her to be real, and she is, and so I am leaving here. No amount of money is worth this girl that loves tacos like this woman.
I have to say, I really hope that she goes to see him just to see his reaction.
Yeah,
just to,
buddy.
Like, just to see the hunger in his eyes.
I have been looking at this loaf of bread for the last couple of days, and I am a very hungry man.
Look, my lips are pristine and ready to go.
They are shiny and with menthol.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. This is so embarrassing. You came in here and I have a shirt on.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see. But I didn't even think that she could go and step to Antonio or Sammy.
That's usually how it goes in my experience, is that they'll either go to a person that they connected with, or they will want answers.
Yeah. All right. We'll see. My money's on Joey. She's got to go see Joey.
I hope so.
Okay. All right. Well, Taryn, you will have the recap of episode 2 and episode 3 before we reconvene with our circle chat on Thursday night for our episode 4 recap to close out week 1 of the circle on our coverage.
Very exciting. This is great. I'm already loving it. I like the cast. The format is very similar. Really, the only thing that I'm missing from the UK version is the UK announcer, who I do think is better than the US one. But there were some funny lines in there from the announcer.
Yeah.
From the narrator.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably unfair to say that the announcer is funnier. I mean, it's probably a team of writers, right?
I'm sure it's the same writers. It's just the delivery, I think.
Oh,
the delivery is so good from the UK narrator.
Yeah,
she's just,
well, they're used to that. I mean,
of like sarcasm and like nonchalance.
I mean, of the British reality TV shows that I've seen a little bit of, I mean, that's their sweet spot of like the very, very like cutting narration.
Yeah.
All right. Taryn, can you tell us anything about what's coming up in the episode 2 and 3 recaps in terms of your coverage?
I mean, you know, more of this, we're going to talk about the next couple episodes. There will be, you know, a guest for each one. It'll be sort of like the updates. You know, we'll come at you. It'll be me and a guest. We'll have some fun. Talk about what happened, do some analyzing, do some reenacting and making fun of things and being judgmental. So it'll be good.
Okay. All right. Subscribe to our Circle podcast feed. RobHasAWebsite.com/Circle to get that in the Apple Podcast Store, your subscriptions, and as well as your feedback and your comments on our Apple Podcast page help more and more people find the show. And of course, if you are subscribed to Rob's podcast and our reality TV wrap-ups feed, you'll also get all of the Circle podcast. Taryn, where can people analyze your profile pictures?
You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn and judge me by my photo and bio.
Okay. And I am at Rob Sesternino. Of course, we have lots of discussion of the circle going on in our patron Facebook group. We have episode by episode threads where you can comment with the other circle viewers who are going through this one episode at a time. You can find out more about everything going on in our Rob's podcast patron community at robhasawebsite.com/patron. Taryn, anything else you want to say before we sign off today?
I hope you guys are enjoying this as much as I am, and I'll see you soon.
All right. Great job, Taryn. Looking forward to talking more about the circle with you. Take care, everybody. Have a happy new year. Bye.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.